Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we travel to Scotland and Ireland.
Wow, it's like the earth is standing still.
All right, we are back at Settle Down Easy today. Uh-huh. Here on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
I love this setup for us. They set us up outside.
So nice.
Because they don't want it indoors.
You know. No. Nobody
no.
does, really.
No. Outside, that'd be good for you. They put us at a picnic table, and we set up all the stuff here, and then we just record, and people walk past us and give us odd looks.
Yep.
Oh, I brought some stickers. We can pass out to the peoples. If they give us odd looks, we get a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way it goes.
Odd look, here's a sticker.
Yeah, that's right.
Side eye, here's a sticker.
That's right. And then with us today, as we discuss listener music, we have Bud Verge.
Bud Verge. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
And hey, Bud. Justice Fuller.
Hey, guys.
Thank you, so Justice.
Exciting.
So yeah, it's great.
All right. And Justice only knew us previous to this via the Zoom screen the Hootenanny. So I'm guessing it's disappointing to see us in real life, right?
No, it has exceeded my wildest dreams.
Okay, Patrick is even weirder than you.
The wildest dreams were nightmares to begin with.
No, you guys feel like old friends and family, so it's been great.
It's so amazing. I can't wait, you know, for Suburbs Podfest as well to see folks that you've seen on the screen, you know, say hi to them and all that. It'll be great.
All right, well, speaking of the Friday Night Hootenanny thing that we did regularly during the pandemic, we are going to first hear a familiar voice.
Okay.
This will be familiar to Justice, because we typically start out the listener new music series with
Stephen Routledge.
Stephen Routledge.
Yes.
And he even has theme music.
Yeah, he does.
Hi Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and Patrick's one true friend Shadow. Stephen Routledge here, calling you from Scotland with my new music picks for August. Whereas last month it was a real struggle to pick from a diverse range of styles to narrow down to just two, this month it has been more straightforward. It's been a while, but it's time to get the horns up, heads down and into the mosh pit. Orlando's finest, Trivium, my favourite metal band, have continued their superb run of music that has not dimmed since 2015 album Silence in the Snow, through 2017's Sin and the Sentence, and last year's What the Dead Men Say. From forthcoming album In the Court of the Dragon, lead single Feast of Fire has everything you'd expect. Anticipatory build riffage, then straight into a verse with superb best work from Paolo Gregorito, an anthemic chorus, face-melting solos, intricate harmony lead breaks, and intense double kick work from drummer Alex Bent. Other than 2006, The Crusade, and to a lesser extent, 2013's Vengeance Falls, there's been very little this band has produced that doesn't move me, and their 2011 masterpiece, In Waves, still stands tall in modern metal to my ears. Well, sore necks from all the headbanging yet? No? Well, that's good, because we continue in a similar but more technical theme with a new single, again ahead of a forthcoming new album, from progressive metal titans, Dream Theater. I don't think this band has been mentioned on the show before, and I'm also aware that the term progressive metal might send some listeners running for cover, but I know there are many Rush and Metallica fans amongst the listeners, and Dream Theater are basically equal parts those two bands. Admittedly, they are never going to feature in a Bill Mulligan perfect pop selection, with most songs being over 6 minutes. Indeed, the vocals don't kick in for over 2 minutes on new single The Alien. Seeing them at Wembley Arena a few years back was one of my live music highlights, and much like our discussion around Steve Vai on a recent Patreon episode, it is the technical skill on display combined with the power and melody that does it for me. All the musicians in the band are in the worldwide top 10 of excellence on their respective instruments. I always thought, half jokingly, that after being the bass player in AC/DC, Dream Theater singer James Labrie has the easiest job in rock. To give you an idea of the level we're talking, drummer Mike Mangini has been practicing for their upcoming tour by playing along to the new album at 110% speed to get comfortable with playing it at normal speed. It reminds me of the story of bassist John Mayen putting Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast album on at 45 RPM to play along with as a teenager to improve his chops. Run to the hills 36% faster? Good luck with that. Anyway, enough eulogising about the musical talents of the members of Dream Theater. A quick listen will showcase that and quickly inform you and the listeners whether you'll enjoy the work of this band or if I'm the sole RTS inhabitant of Dream Theater Island. Anyway, until next time, keep moshing, but more importantly, keep rocking the suburbs. Ever.
All right, Justice, how was it to hear from Steven?
It's great. Yeah. I'm so excited. He's so soft-spoken for the music that we're about to be graced with.
Very interesting dichotomy.
All right, speaking of which, let's start here with Trivium.
Mm-hmm.
Feast of Fire. Trivium.
Feast of Fire. I'll just say this, because Steven eloquently expressed a lot about this group, but if you are Steven's favorite metal band, and you haven't done anything, pretty much, that hasn't moved him, that says a lot right there about any kind of music with power and heaviness. The man knows from what he speaks.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's all I'll say.
Loved it.
All right.
You know, it's just some of those guitar fills, like, over the choruses, it's like what you feel like when you're playing Guitar Hero. That's like your wildest fantasy, is to be able to spit out that kind of stuff. And, you know, Steven can, so.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And sure. Usually in this type of metal, the guitars are really kind of front and center and in your face. I really liked how they brought the drums equal time.
Yep.
And this is the kind of music that I'd crank up loud in my car, you know, September with all the windows rolled down. And I'll roll through Mike Snyder's quiet neighborhood and get all his neighbors giving me the stink eye.
Sorry, Julie.
Right before the garbage trucks on garbage truck pickup morning, yeah.
All right, next up is Dream Theater, and this song is The Alien. All right, there you go, Dream Theater.
Well, I'll tell you this. Earlier today, it was Sunday morning, as we record this, early a weekend morning, I was up. I wanted to watch some sports on TV, and I went to the channel where the sports usually are for me that I like.
Yeah.
And there wasn't on yet, but it was the closing ceremonies of the Paralympic Games.
Okay.
And it was crazy. There was three guitar players. They were kind of dressed up in what, to me, looked like sort of anime costumes. There was two people in wheelchairs, but the wheels of the wheelchairs had actually been turned into drums, and they had sticks, and they were hitting the outside of their wheelchairs.
Oh, cool.
And then these guys on stilts came out, like 10-foot guys on stilts, and between their legs came out all these people playing, like, horns and stuff. This is what Dream Theater would have been a perfect soundtrack to that, because I couldn't comprehend what the heck was going on. And same thing in this music. I mean, it reminds me of, like, did you ever have to do one of those agility ladders where you have to put your feet in each thing as you're running along and you can't really concentrate on doing it? You have to take your mind to like a different place so your feet just kind of go into the little things each time you're supposed to do it. And that listening to this music is even kind of like that. You can't focus on individually what's happening because it's so unbelievable that the drummer could play that fast and then do a little roto-tom roll right at the beginning.
I love the roto-tom roll. Crazy. Absolutely.
How do you even do that?
You've got to have a practiced ear for it. And I have to say, I'm kind of a secret Dream Theater fan. Because,
are you really?
Yes,
wow.
I have a Prague.
This is great.
I have a Prague uncle that raised me on like Dream Theater. And yes, but the Dream Theater is more fun. And it's just, it's almost, it's like listening to like orchestral movements.
Wow.
It just,
yeah,
just,
right.
right. how sweeping and epic it is, and it's that's comfort listening for me.
Wow,
so
that's so cool. A Prague uncle.
Yes. Shout out to my Prague Uncle Mitch.
Uncle Mitch.
Prague Mitch. It reminded me a lot of an airplane ride where you're on the runway taxiing out to get to the main runway, and all of a sudden the pilot turns right and like you're like ready to go, and he just mashes on the gas to get you up to 200 miles an hour, and like you're just blown back in your chair until he gets like the hunk of metal up off the ground.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, like, you know, halfway through the song, it kind of levels out a little bit. But you still realize you're going like 500 miles an hour. You just don't realize it.
Right.
So I mean, that's, you know, right out of the box, 200 miles an hour, head gone, wind through your hair, everything.
It's a great analogy. It really
that
is.
That is good. Yeah. Okay.
I like that a lot.
All right. Thanks, Stephen, as always.
Thanks, Stephen.
We're going to continue this party here now with Bob Peterson.
All right, Bob.
Hello, Jim and Patrick and fellow listeners. This is Bob Peterson with my August new music pick. It's Willie Nile, and the name of the song is The Day the Earth Stood Still. I really don't know much about Willie Nile, but I fell in love with this song when I first heard it on the radio. I was driving in my car, listening to the Underground Garage, when this absolute scorcher of a rocker came exploding from the speakers. It had driving guitars, swirling keyboards, hooky melodies, and a strong anthemic chorus. Before long, my windows were rolled down and my volume was cranked, and I was speeding. I realized, however, that the lyrics were actually quite grim. He was singing about the apocalypse and the falling apart of society. Willie wrote this song in response to the pandemic. He felt quite a bit of desolation walking the abandoned streets of New York and likened it to an alien invasion. I guess that's what makes this song so compelling, this contrast between the lyrics and the music. He makes desolation sound so joyous. Enjoy the song. Thank you.
There was panic in the city.
Okay, fitting that we have The Day the Earth Stood Still following The Alien.
Yeah.
That just worked out right. That way.
Yeah.
But Willie Nile, he's been around forever, hasn't he?
If it's the same Willie Nile I'm thinking of, yeah, he's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can definitely see how he would be a staple or a feature on a Little Steven's Underground Garage, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Epic in scope, it seemed like. It was going on for a long time, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
That gave me like some real Billy Joel Miami 2017 vibes.
Yeah.
You know, let's go down on Broadway. Just this fantasy trend in writing with all of these responses to the pandemic. It's just so interesting to me, the places that people's minds are going. And we're obviously like thirsty for it to just be taken.
I like the line, there were grown men crying, making out their wills.
Yeah. That was wild. Yeah, it really was.
Are we sure that came out in 2021?
I was going to say, too,
That was 1987, 1988, right in the pocket with those big Don Gaiman drums.
Yeah. Yes.
And that kind of jangly REM sound from, like, Document.
Yeah.
That I heard a lot of X in there. And I even heard a little Bon Jovi in there a little bit. So, I mean, it was like, it was right in the pocket for like college rock back in the day.
Totally. It's funny you say that too, because in my mind, I was thinking like, I could be in like a bar in like Pittsburgh, right? Drinking like an Iron City, and this band comes
or
on.
Or here like just Brian Setzer, and the knife feels like justice.
Exactly.
Type kind of
there
thing.
You go.
That's it's the total vibe.
And they just gear up, plug in, and they rip into this like epic tune. And you're like, what the heck is happening?
But it's jangly as heck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, really neat. Great find, Bob.
All right, one more call today.
We're going to check that it's 2020 just to make sure.
Yeah, double check that one. We need a judgment call.
Yep.
This last call today is from Liam.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam McIntyre from Dublin, Ireland, with my August new music pick. My pick for this month is Hold Tight by the Hard-Ons from a forthcoming album called I'm Sorry, Sir, That Riff's Been Taken. So something really interesting happened in the last month. They got a new singer, and that new singer happens to be Tim Rogers from UMI. Some listeners may remember I picked The Waterboy by UMI in March, new music. UMI are my favourite Australian band, and the Hard-Ons are a band I have a lot of time for. And when I heard that they were coming together, There were high expectations for this record. For those who don't know, the Hard-Ons are a legendary punk band in Australia. They released their first album in 1986, and this forthcoming album is their 13th. They are often referred to as Australia's most successful independent band. Those outside of Australia may know them from the cover of Let There Be Rock with Henry Rollins from 1991, which I think was a Sub Pop Singles Club single. But they also have a strong underground following in Europe. I love the summery pop vibe of this song. There's almost a feeling of effortlessness, and that melody is just stuck in my head right now. It's kind of burrowed in and is not going anywhere. I'm really excited to hear the rest of the songs on this album by this new version of the Hard-Ons. Anyway, I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
That's all awesome.
Very cool. Yeah. And I will say, I can definitely hear how that melody would be an earworm, right? If you played it a few times, it's that cool kind of descending hook, mm-hmm. and that kind of flattens up in there. And I do have that single, Sub Pop Single of the Month Club with Henry Rollins and the Hard-Ons. I know exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. I was a subscriber to the Singles of the Month Club back in the day. So,
like, last month was Philly Soul Month.
Yeah.
All the new music picks were all like a derivative of Philly Soul. Is this month big drum mics? Because all four songs that we heard today, the drums were like up front, in your face, right in the center. And they weren't like obnoxious drums. They're just like hard driving, good beat drums. They're all right up there in the mix. You can't ignore them.
That's right. We have to see what the rest of the week brings, but this
big drum
possible.
Mix. Yeah.
All right. This is great. So thank you very much. Thanks to Liam, Bob, and Steven.
Yep.
And tomorrow we'll have more listener music picks.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys going to hang out here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have not begun to hang out yet.
All right. We're at Settle Down Easy Brewery. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Justice Fuller.
Bud Verge.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you all tomorrow.
That is a life goal, to have Niklas write you a theme song.
Yeah, you pretty much made it at that point.
Absolutely.